From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is urging Congress to act on the remaining parts of the jobs bill to help Americans in a weak economy. He says time is wasting because of the depths of the economic turndown.
Job growth in this recovery has been stronger than in the one following the last recession a decade ago. But the hole we have to fill is much deeper, and the global aftershocks are much greater. And that's why we've got to keep on pressing with actions that further strengthen the economy.
That's at the White House today. Mr. Obama also says European leaders should put more capital into weak banks and take other steps to avert a prolonged recession in the Eurozone.
The good news is there is a path out of this challenge. These decisions are fundamentally in the hands of Europe's leaders. And fortunately, they understand the seriousness of the situation and the urgent need to act.
A Spanish government official says today she's not aware of any pending announcement on a possible bank rescue in Spain. News agencies say Spain may request help from other Eurozone countries to recapitalize its struggling banking system. A UN monitoring and human rights team is now in a Syrian village where anti-government activists say government forces massacred around 80 people on Wednesday. NPR's Deborah Amos is there, too. She says she has seen severe damage to buildings, body parts in one house, and evidence that something terrible has happened.
The people who have come to their testimonies to the UN and to talk to the reporters are very nervous. Their faces are covered. They have sunglasses on, no names. They're young. They say that they came from a neighboring village. They say they happened here. It is certainly counter to the government's account, which is that it was done by terrorists.
That's NPR's Deborah Amos in Syria with UN investigators. A new study finds that fewer low-income American children received free summer meals last year than the year before. NPR's Pam Fessler reports that's despite the fact that a growing number of children are getting free and reduced-price meals during the school year.
About 22 million children receive subsidized meals during the school year, but fewer than 3 million get them during the summer. And that number is dropping, according to the Food Research and Action Center in Washington. It found that 24,000 fewer children participated in summer meal programs in 2011 than in 2010, and that there's been a steady decline since 2009. The main culprit appears to be state budget cuts, which mean fewer summer schools and other programs where children can get the subsidized meals. Anti-hunger advocates worry that many poor children aren't getting the food they need during the summer. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Stock prices up this morning, the Dow up 24 points. This is NPR News. The Israeli city of Tel Aviv is holding its annual Gay Pride Parade. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports thousands of people came out to join the fun.
Tel Aviv is not only the gay-friendliest city in the Middle East, it's now a gay tourism global powerhouse. It was recently picked by the readers of the travel website Gay Cities as the top gay destination ahead of Amsterdam and San Francisco. The Gay Pride event today saw thousands converge on the city by the sea in a parade complete with floats and drag queens. But Tel Aviv isn't just a gay tourist destination. In Israel, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community has many rights, such as inheritance and survivor's benefits, and they serve openly in Israel's military. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
A former Transportation Security Administration head says that if there are to be changes in U.S. airport security to make it more efficient and to cut what some lawmakers see as a bloated bureaucracy, the White House and Department of Homeland Security will need to support TSA leader John Pistol. Kip Hawley spoke to CBS this morning following yesterday's congressional hearing on airline security.
The White House and DHS has got to decide whether they want to have John Pistol make some changes or whether they want to stand behind him. But right now, they're leaving him hanging out by himself.
Some lawmakers say that more than 10 years after the 9/11 attacks, the time's come to relax rules against carrying items such as razors and pocket knives onto planes. Some even suggest weapons should be allowed on planes to fight terrorists, something Pistol labeled a non-starter. And Pistol said there are strong concerns about allowing knives on planes. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Carnegie Corporation of New York, a foundation created to do what Andrew Carnegie called real and permanent good, celebrating 100 years of philanthropy.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. And at 3 o'clock, do stay tuned for more good, quite a variety of music on Freetown Radio. We have to start off this hour music from the late R.L. Burnside from Mississippi, recorded in New York City back in 1988. R.L. on guitar and vocals with John Nirenberg on blues harp, a number first recorded by Yank Rachel back in 1941. R.L. doing Hobo Blues.
When I first started hoboing, oh boy, I took a free train door. Be my friend, oh yeah. Wayne, I hobo, I hobo. Hobo the great long way from home. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know my mother, she followed me that morning, me that morning. Followed me down to the yard, oh yeah. She said, my son, he's gone. Lord, my son, he's gone. Yeah, he gone here. Was somewhere. Oh, yeah. My dear old mother, my dear old mother. Yes, she was on her knees a crying. Oh, yeah. She said, my son, he gone. Lord, my son, he gone. Yes, he gone near world somewhere. Oh,
yeah. What may be my fine? Good morning, Judge. What may be my fine? $50, $11.29. They arrest me for murder. I ain't harmed a man. Arrest me for murder. I ain't harmed a man. Women hollering murder. Lord, I ain't raised my hand. get me out on bond. I ain't got nobody to get me out on bond. I would not mind, but I ain't done nothing wrong. Please, Judge Harris, make it last your pa for kin. Please, Judge Harris, make it last your pa for kin. I ain't did no work, Judge, and I don't know when. My woman come a-running with $100 in her hand. Woman come a-running with $100 in her hand. Crying, Judge, Judge, please spare my man. 100 won't do, better run and get your three. 100 won't do, better run and get your three. I can keep your man from penitentiary. Please don't grieve and moan. Cause I'm rested, baby, don't grieve and moan. Penitentiary seems just like my home. People all talking about what they will do. Judge, people all talking about what they will do. If they had justice, be in penitentiary too.
From 1928, that was Furry Lewis. Furry Lewis with one of 23 sides that he recorded between 1927 and 1929. And at the time, he was a peg-legged Memphis Sanitation Department worker, a street cleaner, actually. He kept that job for 40 years. He was rediscovered in the early 1960s and had a wonderful revival of his musical career. That was a piece called Judge Harsh Blues. The Honorable Thomas Harsh was a judge of the 2nd Division of the Criminal Court of Shelby County, Tennessee. He was in a firm of made up of family members called Harsh, Harsh, and Harsh, interesting firm, and I think it was 1963 that Furry Lewis redid this song and called it Judge Boucher Blues. I don't know what he had against Judge Boucher, but interesting tune and a wonderful, wonderful blues artist. During the revival of his career in the 60s and early 70s, he opened twice for the Rolling Stones. He appeared on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show and also had a cameo role in a Burt Reynolds movie. Again, Furry Lewis. Furry Lewis was preceded by R.L. Burnside. We heard R.L. from a disc called Acoustic Stories, and he did a number called Hobo Blues, a tune that, again, Yank Rachel, who was also from Tennessee, like Furry Lewis, recorded. Yank recorded that in 1941, and around 1949 or so, 1950, I think it was, John Lee Hooker had a recording of that same tune, Hobo Blues. He did pretty well with it. We're going to turn over to 1986 and listen to John Lee Hooker here on KRVS do a number called Early One Morning.
Early one Monday morning, when my baby walked away, early one Monday morning, when my baby walked away, I looked out the window. I saw her walking on down the street. I know you heard me calling, calling. She looked back and waved her hand. I know you heard me calling, calling. She looked back and waved her hand. She
said, Johnny, I'm gone, I'm gone. And I won't be back no more. I heard her tell her mother, mother, Lord knows he's one no good man. Lord, I heard her tell her mother, mother, Lord, Johnny Lee's one no good man. How'd you say things like that about me? Baby, good as I've been to you,
is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
Satisfies my soul.
Betty Everett recorded in Chicago back in 1957 for Cobra Records back then. Willie Dixon was on bass on that track, and it was a Willie Dixon composition, Killer Diller. Some years later, back in 1954, Betty Everett would have a huge hit with the Shoop song, that's sort of subtitled It's In His Kiss. And before we heard Betty Everett, we heard John Lee Hooker, John Lee Hooker from 1986, and from an album called Jealous. Hooker did us a number called Early One Morning. Well, we just heard a Willie Dixon tune here on the Blues Box. We're going to turn to Willie next. In many regards, a poet of the blues. He wrote numerous hits for Chicago blues artists back in the 1950s and on into the 60s. Here's one that he wrote that actually was based on a Charlie Patton tune. He wrote this one, had Howling Wolf, recorded back in 1960. And later on in that same decade, Cream did a version of it, the Allman Brothers did a version of it, and others have covered it since. Here's Willie Dixon with his own composition, Spoonful.
For me, men lie about that spoonful. Some cry about that spoonful. Some die about that spoonful. Everybody fight about a spoonful. That spoon, that spoon, that spoonful. From another man. Men lie about that spoonful. Some cry about that spoonful. Some die about that spoonful. Everybody fight about a spoonful. That spoon, that spoon, that spoonful. That spoon, that spoon, that spoon.
Thank you.
enough for me.
From 1961, that was Howling Wolf with I Ain't Superstitious. That, of course, is a Willie Dixon tune. Henry Gray was on the piano, Hubert Sumlin and Jimmy Rogers on guitars, Willie Dixon on bass, Sam Lay on drums. Again, from 1961, and we heard, prior to Howling Wolf, we heard Willie Dixon himself recorded in 1970, doing a number that Howling Wolf recorded in 1960, if that doesn't sound too confusing, but one that Dixon wrote. We heard Dixon do his version of Spoonful. The first song, Spoonful, again, was a Charlie Patton tune from the 1930s, and it's believed that it's sort of hard to understand what he's saying, but that one is sort of based, thought to be based on drugs, whereas Dixon's is based upon sex. That's the subject of his tune. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We're going to turn to another tune that was written by Willie Dixon for Howling Wolf. Wolf recorded this next one in 1954. Interesting, though, that Howlin' Wolf really didn't get along all that well with Willie Dixon. Wolf felt that he was just as good a composer as Willie Dixon, but the Chess Brothers often wanted Wolf to record Willie Dixon tunes, and it's said that sometimes Willie Dixon, when he was trying to get Howlin' Wolf interested in recording one of his tunes, he might mention that, Muddy Waters was interested in that tune, and since Wolf and Muddy were such big rivals, Wolf would sometimes go ahead and record it himself. This one we're going to listen to next, again, it was done by Wolf in 1954. We're going to turn, though, to the late William Clark from his 1996 disc, The Hard Way. Clark on blues harp and vocals doing his rendition of the tune Evil.
I went to the jungle, people. I met a king snake. He said, excuse me, mister, I made a bad mistake. Looked over at the lion, the poor lion bowed his head. Looked at the tiger boys, tiger, he fell dead. So evil, baby, as a man could be. He thought he was smart. He was double dealing. William Clark had an ace card. Tried to bite me, baby. He stretched out and died. Oh, you see me coming. You got to run and hide. So evil as a man could be. He got a smile like a mouse. I met a daddy bear. Well, so big, I made him lose his head. Now he wears a wig. So evil, baby, evil as a man can be. Mess with me.
Well, now, darling, may talk with you. Because it won't be long before our true love will be through.
From 1985, that was Stevie Ray Vaughan with a number called May I Have a Talk With You, and that, of course, is an old Howling Wolf tune. Prior to hearing Stevie Ray, we heard the late William Clark from the disc The Hard Way, and he did a number that Howling Wolf also recorded, a piece called Evil, that tune that Wolf recorded back in 1954, and again, that was that tune was written by Willie Dixon. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRBS.
The Blues Box is underwritten by Orion Case LLC, designing and manufacturing reusable shipping containers for delicate equipment. Located in Lafayette, the telephone number for Orion Case is 291-1847. The website is www.orioncase.com.
We turn next to W.C. Clark, no relation to William Clark. William Clark was from Southern California, W.C. from Austin, Texas. And quite a number of years ago, W.C. quit his job in a Ford dealership in Austin to join a band with Stevie Ray Vaughan called Triple Threat Review. He's been recording great blues for many, many years. Worked with on the road with Joe Tex quite a bit for quite a while. And finally, when he heard some of his fellow Austinites who were playing blues, he decided that he was going to quit touring on the road and stick around Austin, play blues. Here he is from a disc called Heart of Gold, W.C. Clark on guitar and vocals with I Want to Shout About It.
Thank you. Close the door. You think they all love you, honey, you just don't know. They talk about your trouble, even the clothes you wear. They say the wine you've been drinking, honey, done throw out all your hair, 'cause you drink too much. I swear you're no good for nothing at all. You were drinking. Running our love life.
From 1988 and an album called Soul Shake, that was the Angelus Trailey Band with their cover of an old J.B. Hutto tune, 20% Alcohol. And before hearing Angelus Trailey, who at the time was a resident of Austin, Texas, we heard W.C. Clark, also a resident of Austin, Texas. We heard W.C. on guitar and vocals from his disc Heart of Gold doing a rendition of the Ronnie Earl tune, I Want to Shout About It. Angelus Trailey, once again, singing about alcohol, and alcohol, of course, figures in as a subject of lots of blues tunes, and also, I guess, figures into the diet of a number of blues artists. So we're going to have another couple of tunes about alcohol next year on KRVS. First, we're going to go back to the early 1990s and listen to the late champion Jack Dupree.
Wait.
Been down to New Orleans, you know.
know, boy, just what I mean. All through the week, they quiet as a mouse, and on Saturday night, they go from house to house, drinking wine for the order to drive. And drawing the crowd, drinking wine, story, order, drink wine. Wine, story, order, drink wine. Wine, story, order, and pass that bottle to me. One more time. We say wine, wine, wine. Blackberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Raspberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oh, cherry.
Wine, wine, wine.
All night long.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oh, boy.
Pass that bottle.
Now when I come home, baby, please let me lay down and rest. I want somebody to pet me, feed me in the bed. Talk, baby, talk to me when you go to comb my head. When I've been drinking, Lord, when I've been drinking. Now when I come home, baby, please let me lay down and rest.
Carrie Smith recorded in France back in 1977. Carrie, along with some great jazz artists, American jazz artists, Doc Cheatham on trumpet, Bud Johnson on tenor sax, and Hank Jones on piano. Great, great artists. Carrie Smith doing an old Big Bill Brunzi tune, When I've Been Drinking. Before we heard Carrie Smith here on the Blues Box on KRBS, we heard music from Champion Jack Dupree. He had another set of a liquored up song, a number called Drinking Wine Spodiote, Jack Dupree, from a disc called One Last Time. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. If you are a member of KRVS, we would like to extend to you our appreciation and thanks. If not, we hope you'll consider supporting us at some time. You can find out all you need to know about that at our website, krvs.org. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It is presently 11 a.m.
Support for KRVS comes from the family of John and Hillary Slaughter, promoting the cultural experience offered by the town of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, with local businesses such as Casa Azul, Criolla Cafe, Earth and Herbs, Brent's Catering, and P&D Cakes. The family of John and Hillary Slaughter, encouraging others to explore Grand Coteau.